the Jays traded Kenrys Morales to Oakland for a minor league infielder and international signing money. Mm-hmm. They're picking up, we believe, $10 million of the $12 million. Shai Davidi reporting that his sources told him that the roster spot would be taken by Anthony Alford, and we saw Anthony in here this morning having a coffee, said hi to him, congratulated him, and as soon as we did that, Rowdy Tellez walked by. So my thought was, okay, maybe he's with the team coming back from Montreal and he's going to stay here and, you know, he's going to go on to Buffalo, or maybe we might see something else. So we'll wait and see. The Jays, I believe, have until noon to set the roster today. Pat and Ross Atkins will join us later. But just your thoughts on the Morales deal. You know, it's interesting. Travis McKenzie, my producer, pointed this out. There were a lot of tweets after the trade. Kevin Pillar talking about what an important player Kenrys Morales was, what a leader he was, and how, you know, the language barrier never stood in Kendrys's way of being a good teammate. You know, Marcus Stroman retweeting that. Ryan Barucki's brother tweeting that after a couple of rough starts against the Red Sox, it was Kenrys Morales who noticed that Ryan was tipping his changeup in the middle of his warm-up. Ryan made the appropriate mm-hmm. change and pitch six innings the next time against the Red Sox. Talk to me a little bit about Kenrys Morales.
Well, you know, having a chance to be around the ball club day in and day out, whenever you ask other players or coaches or front office about Kenrys Morales, everything came back very positive. Great teammate, veteran who knew a lot about the game, who knows a lot about the game, who is ready to help different players. Have people over at his house when the guys were all right there. Outstanding teammate, outstanding professional. I think that part is going to be missed. I really do. But it's time, I think, for the Blue Jays to move to the next level. If this doesn't signal that they are all in on the youth mm-hmm. movement, I don't know what else is. It's a shrewd move in the sense that it now opens up a spot on the 40-man roster where they are really having a lot of problems
right.
on the 40-man roster. I think it also opens up a spot where Charlie Montoyo now can take players and shuffle them in and out. I think mm-hmm. gone are the days of the guys who are just DHs.
Yeah.
I think they're going to start using those positions as giving guys days off, rotate guys in and out there, set the matchups that you need to, that you have to, and it just didn't. It's the right move, I think, where the Blue Jays are right now, and it gets another young player here to the big leagues.
Right, and that was my immediate takeaway: is, you know, let's operate under the assumption that Anthony Alford is the guy who is called up. You know, you now, if you're the Jays, you can DH Teoscar Hernandez. You've got an outfield of three center fielders, essentially, in Alford, Pillar, and Grichuk. If you look at the bench, it's the first time that I can remember that other than the catchers, everybody can play two or three positions. You've got two guys who can play every outfield position. Billy McKinney can do that and play first base. You know, that's given what this team has to do this year, Pat, I think that's really important.
Let's don't pencil in Teoscar Hernandez and say he's the DH.
No, but
he's
saying that the possibility is there.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Okay.
I think the possibility is for anybody to DH
okay.
there. To use that position for anybody. What if Brandon Drury's banged up just a little bit and
fair.
He needs
yeah.
a half a day off? He goes to he can DH now. Before, you were stuck like that.
Mm-hmm.
When you went to National League parks and we had just DHs like Edwin Encarnacion
yep.
and Kenrys Morales, we were at a disadvantage in the American League team when we went to National League parks. Excuse me. When we played interleague play, I don't think that's going to be a problem anymore, because you'd have to get him into the lineup like an Edwin and play him at first base and sit Justin Smoke. That's not smart, is it?
Yeah.
So I think it just gives Ross Atkins and the baseball people flexibility and chances to do different things with the lineup. It gives Charlie different ideas to do with the lineup. He can move around, move certain guys in and out now that he wants to. I think it's a brilliant move, and they get some international signing money.
Mm-hmm.
I want to delve into that just a little bit
yep.
more and talk to some of the people, because they're all in. And if you have that international money, you can go out there and get some great players for nothing.
Well, and I made the point, you know, everybody talks about how the Houston Astros rebuilt their team. One of the things the Houston Astros did is they were very aggressive internationally. They went after guys. And I made the point to people, you can't trade draft picks in baseball, but this is almost like a draft pick, getting international signing money. It's equivalent to me of getting a draft pick.
All it costs is money.
Yeah.
And if you've got the money, you can sign players.
Yeah.
You're not giving anything up to get those players, and you get them at a young age, you put them in your system, you teach them the right way to play the game, and now you've got another great player for the next 10 years.
Our friend Dan Shulman asked fans on Twitter this morning what they thought would constitute a successful season for the Blue Jays. I think it's, I want to see Vladdy play at least 120 games. I don't care where he plays. I just want to see his bat for 120 games. I'd like to see Stroman and Sanchez stay healthy. And I'd like to see this team win more games than last year, whether that's one game, three games, however many. What would be a successful season for you?
I want to see him compete day in and day out. I want to see him run hard to first base on ground balls to the shortstop. I want to see them take the extra bases when they're on the base. I want to see them be smart players on the bases, do the right things defensively. I want to see them compete day in and day out. The record then will take care of itself. Mm-hmm. The winning and loss, losing, I don't want to think about that. I want to see you've lost five games in a row. Do you have the spirit to get out there that day and compete when it's 100 degrees out and it's boiling? Are you going to compete? I want you to be a good teammate and everything like that. If you do that and you have the talent, because talent, you have to have talent to win, but I think you have to set the standards, and I think Charlie's doing that. I want to see these guys compete every day. If you do that and the talent comes here, you've set a great base and you're going to win ball games.
Pat, in addition to being a good hitter, you've worked with hitters. Talk to me a little bit about where we are with Vladdy Jr. right now. He's got the oblique injury. Charlie Montoyo said he's ahead of schedule. He's coming back. Everybody's talking about Vladdy's weight. But I made the point. I can pull the names of three guys out of my head that I saw show up in camp when I covered the Expos. Ah, they changed their body, man. They're in great shape. And they weren't as good. I mean, I remember Vernon. My favorite spring training story is Vernon Wells showing up and telling us one year about the best shape I've ever been in. Did yoga in the off season. He told us this was great. And like, without a word of a lie, an hour later, spring training's over because he's pulled his groin running. How do you picture that whole situation with Vladdy?
Pulling a groin, okay, that you can't help that. That happens. You can be in the best shape of your life, you can still get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Came to spring training overweight. I think that's what the problem was. I think the bigger picture, at least for me, is the discipline. Hey, here's an opportunity to play in the big leagues and the discipline not to come in great shape. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest disappointment. And I hope that he goes down and he gets himself in shape and he says, you know what, I am going to be the best baseball player. I'm going to be the best teammate that I can be, and I'm never going to let this happen
again. But he got here with this body, right? He got to this point with this body. Is there a concern that I could tell by looking at your face that I shouldn't go down this path? But you know what I mean. He got here with this body.
Pablo Sandoval.
All right.
Okay? That's what I worry about. That
Miguel Sano.
The body's not... Sano came to spring training in outstanding shape.
Yeah.
He was ready to have a big year, but he hurt his foot in the celebration or whatever, thing like that. Young players, they have to learn and what it takes to be a big league player.
Mm-hmm.
And I think taking care of yourself, eating right, getting your sleep, working out, doing everything you have to do, I think is the most important thing if you want to play in the big leagues. He's going to play in the big leagues. And I just hope that this lesson, he learns the lesson, and then he comes to spring training, comes to the season, tip-top shape year in and year out.
You're with the team in Montreal.
Yes.
Give me a word to describe Bo Bichette, because I'm telling people that, we were down there for a week doing the show. That was a show.
Yeah.
That was fun.
He's a good player. He's not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think he has to get some at-bats in AAA. He's going to be in AAA, but he's not there yet. I think the big danger that you have to watch out for, and I know Mark is like that, and Ross is like that, and Ben Cherington's like that, Gil Kim's like that. When a young player is ready to play in the big leagues, his performance will tell you that he's ready to play in the big leagues. And when you deem that he's ready to play in the big leagues, what you don't want is to bring him up too early and he's got to go back down.
Right.
Then he comes back up and he goes back down. Travis Snyder comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
He was 20 years old. He was not ready to play in the big leagues. He didn't know how to run the bases. He wasn't a good defender. He didn't know how to adapt within an at-bat to go against a pitcher. Mm-hmm. I mean, he had one swing and that was it. He was 20 years old when he came to the big leagues. He wasn't ready. I think when the player's ready, he'll tell you, and I want him to be ready to play in the big leagues and stay in the big leagues.
I heard you and Buck Martinez during the telecast of the first game talk about him as a shortstop. And I don't know if it was you or Buck who said, look, bring him up as a shortstop. And if he runs into it, great. If he doesn't, well, then you cross that bridge and you come. That was you.
I'll take that.
Okay, you take credit for that.
But let a guy play the position until he says or he shows that he can't play. So he's going to play. Everybody say, well, he's going to be a great second baseman. Oh, they need to move him over. Why? Why do you need to move him right now? Let him go play at shortstop. And the coaches and the farm system people will tell you, I don't see him as a shortstop at the major league level.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier to move from shortstop to second base. And there are tons of them over history who started off at shortstops and went to second base. Robbie Alomar was one that comes to my mind. So just let him go down there and play. Day in and day out, you're our everyday shortstop. We'll make a decision in the future where you end up playing.
This might be an unfair question, but I'm going to ask it anyhow. Do you see him as a leadoff hitter? Do we know by now what type of hitter here he's going to be?
I haven't seen enough of him to say he's a leadoff hitter or not. Because the leadoff hitter position is changing in baseball. You don't have those Ricky Hendersons and Vince Colemans and Tim Raines anymore. Those guys are gone out of baseball right now. It's let's put your best hitters 1 and 2 so you get that extra at bat. When you turn the lineup over, you have your best hitters starting things again. So I haven't seen enough of him to say that. I do know that he's got a lot of bat speed. Yemer Martinez, the hitting coach, was telling us the other day that they set up the pitching machine at 95 miles an hour.
I heard that. Yeah.
And they kept feeding him, and he kept turning on it. So he's got plenty of bat speed. Now let's see him work the count, and let's see him work the pitcher. Let's see him get some AAA at bats and see what happens. If he goes into a slump, how does he react to that? So there's no question he's going to be a big leaguer, and he'll be here, and he'll be here for a long time.
One guy who intrigues me this year is Randall Grichuk for a variety of reasons, not the least of which is he seems to be a guy who, and I don't want to get into debate about how much technology is too much technology, but he seems to be a guy who's at least open to using this stuff and talking about it. And, you know, we had a chat with him at spring training, and he told Stephen Brunt, I kind of like, you know, the launch angle thing. I like talking about that in batting practice, and I kind of like seeing what's involved with that. You know, we are asked on Sportsnet.ca to pick our, you know, who we think could be Blue Jays player of the year. And all of us kind of referred to Grichuk. I don't know why. What do you see in Randall Grichuk? Because I watch him play, and yeah, we know how he profiles as a hitter, but I just think there's so much more there.
He looks more comfortable, doesn't he?
He
looks like he belongs. 1 year ago at this time, just wasn't sure. New league, new teammates, new clubhouse. Everything was new to him. And I've been in that situation when you change leagues and you're just kind of feeling your way around and you're trying to get an idea of where you fit in and the culture of the clubhouse, the whole thing. And then you have to play the game and you got to face pitchers you don't know anything about.
Right.
And the comfort level wasn't there. Him getting hurt going on the DL, looking back, was a great thing for him. He got a chance to reset, and he was on fire afterwards, and you saw the true talent, the true ability that he has. I think he can take it to the next step, and I think he's going to do it from day one. He's got plenty of bat speed. He's going to hit 25 home runs, maybe even 30. Mark it down. He's hitting 30 home runs this year, and he's going to play great defense. And there's another great baseball move by the Blue Jays. They stole him from the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, who's the Dominic Leone and Connor
Green?
Connor Green, I believe. Mm-hmm. we saw the best and worst of Lourdes Gurriel Jr. a lot of times this spring. The game in Montreal, there were a couple of plays he didn't make. How comfortable are you with him at second base right now?
He's athletic. From 2 years ago to now, he's a totally different player. He's transformed himself as a player. He's in there for his bat. His defense is a work in progress, and Louis Rivera is going to work with him. Robbie Alomar is working with him at second base, talking to him about his feet and his position and his hands. I don't have a problem with him playing second base because his bat really plays at that position. Mm-hmm. He's athletic enough that eventually he will get it. What's the alternative? You have a young player with tremendous upside. Let him go out there. Let him get a full year in the big leagues. He was swinging the bat better than anybody last year when he got injured. And every day, I think, for him, it looks more comfortable. Right now, the turf played tricks on everybody in Montreal. Both teams, they look terrible fielding the ball because it was off that
astroturf. There's a lot of seams there.
A lot of problems. So maybe that was a good thing for the Blue Jays to go play there before they get on the turf here today.
Well, we do have some clarity. The Blue Jays have announced their opening day 25-man roster. Rowdy Tellez is on the roster. Anthony Alford is not on the roster. And that flies in the face of what we sort of had heard last night. Mm-hmm. There was some indication Anthony Alford may be on the roster. Again, and I'll just run down the roster. It's Grichuk, Hernandez, McKinney, Pilar, Urania, Tellez, Smoke, Gurriel Jr., Galvis, Brandon Drury. The two catchers are Jansen and Mailey. The pitchers are Biagini, Gavilio, Giles, Javi Guerra makes a roster, Daniel Hudson, Elvis Luciano, Thomas Pannone, Clayton Richard, Aaron Sanchez, Matt Shoemaker, Marcus Stroman on the roster. And just trying to see if there's any other. Javi Guerra been selected. Ryan Barucki, 10-day DL. Yeah.
DL, IL.
No, sorry, thank you. I got to get over that now. It's not the DL anymore.
Yes, it is.
I hate when they do that to me. So the IL. So there you go. So Rowdy Tellez is on the 25-man roster to start opening day, which explains why we saw him here.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Alford is not, which doesn't explain why when I congratulated him here, he said, thanks.
But and that was it.
But there you go. I think we're going to see a lot of that. There's going to be a lot of flexibility, a lot of movement this year.
And I love it. Mm-hmm. Full rebuild, let's go. The younger, the better. 2 years ago, we had the oldest team in baseball. We're getting close to being the youngest team in baseball.
Hang on for a minute. Sorry. What?
You got something else going on here.
I know, we just said that.
You got more fire.
Sorry.
Well, that's what producers are supposed to do. They're supposed to give you the message that you already have. Right?
Yes.
So, Rowdy, what did he hit? 5 home runs in the spring?
Yes.
Saw him 2 years ago?
Yep.
I was like, man, he needs to make some adjustments in his swing. It's a little bit too long. Saw him last year. I was like, he made the adjustments. He's a big leaguer. Saw him in this spring, and I'm like, this guy's going to hit in the major leagues.
Mm-hmm.
I was surprised when they sent him down for his third year in AAA.
Right.
And I'm like, they need to open up a spot for this guy because he has to play somewhere. And he's left-handed. We don't have many left-handed batters in our lineup. This gives us a little bit more balance, a little bit more power. I like it. Keep the young guys coming. I think it's very exciting.